from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
So while you were in the restroom during the break, Paulie got a little news from our pedicurists. Remember, I got the nice compliment that my feet weren't the worst she had ever seen?
Yes.
That was good. Paulie actually got, you have really nice feet.
Oh.
Like, thank you very much.
That compliment coming from someone who sees feet
all
up close
time?
For a living.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I looked over, the girls were talking to each other, and I looked over, and they said, oh, we're talking about how you have really nice feet.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you so much.
That's a topic of conversation.
Now, did you get the leg?
Yeah.
Oh, now, did you have you calves. Ever seen calves? No, you didn't do his. She
no.
did. Yeah. Did you have you
how
ever seen calves
his
like
calves?
His? Ever. You've seen calves
see
like that?
Better.
All right. Well, okay. That's fine.
Unremarkable feet and now unremarkable calves.
Yeah,
my best quality, my calves just got not that great.
They're not that special, apparently.
So, quick update from the Open Championship. Second round is underway at Royal Troon, and the leader in the clubhouse today after a 69. Shane Lowry is at 7 under par. One in 2019. Seems like a fun, good dude.
Great dude.
Irishman, Shane Lowry, seems to always be smiling, laughing, having a pretty good time, looking for his second major title. But the big story, or at least the one that I find interesting, and he's in the middle of his second round right now, and he's holding on at 5 under. He shot a 6 under 65 yesterday. Englishman named Dan Brown. And if you haven't heard of Dan Brown, don't worry. I hadn't either, and neither had most golfers. Dan Brown is playing in his very first major ever. He qualified about 2 weeks ago, just kind of went through the qualifying process, made it. He shot, as I said, a bogey-free 65. You know how many players have ever shot a bogey-free 65 or better in the first round of their very first major? None until yesterday. In the history of golf, he's the first one to do it. And he did it on a tough course where scores were not easy yesterday. So this guy is kind of just living a magical dream right now. He's one over through 12 holes, but he's still alone in second place right now behind Shane Lowry. And the guy hadn't made a cut in 6 months until last week when he finished 61st at the Scottish Open. And now he's in second place at the Open Championship.
You hate to say that it won't last, but it probably won't last. But yeah, I mean, nobody's ever going to take that away from you. But this is what separates the men from the boys here in these tournaments is, hey, you've seen all kinds of guys get out to these. This feels really good on a Friday, and then Saturday starts creeping.
And you're absolutely right. You know your golf enough to know that odds are Daniel Brown's going to fade and disappear. But
it'd be great if he didn't.
In the Open, it does seem like every once in a while you get the Jean Vandeveld or the Todd Hamilton who actually won the tournament and just sticks around the entire week. And all of a sudden at the end, they're coming up 18 and they're winning the tournament. And you go, where did this guy come from?
It's always a great story.
Now, there are bigger names that are right behind him. Justin Rose is 4 under, 2 under today. Scottie Scheffler, 3 under for the tournament, 2 under today. He's on 18. So he's going to be part of the mix this weekend as the number one golfer in the world looks to add to his major haul. Guys who finished today's Xander Schauffele, 72, one over today, but he is in red numbers at one under, tied for ninth, along with Patrick Cantlay. Jason Day is also at one under, and they are all done for the day. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, guys who are struggling include Tiger Woods, who's going to miss a third straight cut in a major. He is, last time checked, 12 over par.
Wow.
14 over is where he finished, 79-77. So not a good couple of days for Tiger, who obviously is rusty and does not have the ability to practice like he used to. Now, for everyone like Colin Montgomery who says, just hang it up. Well, should Wyndham Clark hang it up? You know, last year's U.S. Open champ, he's 16 over.
Wow.
Yeah, he's even worse than Tiger. Should Cameron Smith hang it up? He's at 12 over after an 80 and a 74. There are other guys who have shot big numbers. Roy McIlroy had a terrible day yesterday. He'll need to go low today just to make the cut. So there are guys who have had their troubles on this course. Tiger wasn't the only one. But right now it's Shane Lowry who's in the lead at 7 under par.
It's going to be a really interesting couple of days out there. How's the weather condition supposed to be?
So it's so unpredictable. I was told that today was going to be the nicest day, but they say the wind is howling.
Awful.
So you never really know. Tomorrow's supposed to be very rainy all day, and then Sunday is a little bit windier but less rain is what I heard. But
yeah.
When you're on the Scottish coast, that can change every 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, well, listen, let's get into some Padres baseball talk, because it starts again tonight.
Let me throw out the phone numbers for Take on Woods here in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973 if you want to play musical trivia against Woods, try to qualify for Vegas. 833-288-0973. Yeah, it starts back up tonight in Cleveland. Padres haven't been there in a while, I think, to take on the Guardians at Progressive Field. Matt Waldron will be on the mound for game one of the series against Tanner Bibby, right-hander. So Padres, I don't know if that's still a thing that they can't beat left-handers, but they do get some righties in this series.
I haven't heard that narrative in a while. You know, now it's just about winning ball games. They face plenty of right-handers against Atlanta, and were unable to beat a couple of those guys.
Yeah.
But Tanner Bibby did pitch at Petco Park last year. The Padres got to him 6 runs on 8 hits, but he's a good pitcher. I mean, he's having a good year. 7-4, 3.77 ERA. He struck out 123 batters already this year, so he's striking out kind of guy. It's going to be interesting. It's always fun to see how the team comes out after the break. You know, there's some guys that are probably running a little bit more ragged, like Jerickson Profar. He's been doing the All-Star game scene. And Robert Suarez, he only threw a few pitches that we didn't get to see in the All-Star game because of Big Poppy asking everyone if they're having fun, which was killer content. But, yeah, man, it's going to see, you know, how did you guys react to the break? How's everyone feeling? They know what's lying ahead, man, and it's a huge second half.
I get the sense that Cleveland's the kind of team that if you could have just skipped the break and
kept rolling
because they've been playing so well in the first half of the season, they would have liked to. The Padres, of course, were a team that absolutely needed the break.
No question.
Limping in, not only, you know, physically with the injuries they're dealing with, but just kind of mentally that last week did not go well, losing 6 of their last 7. So you kind of hope that the break flips the script for both teams. Like Cleveland loses some of their mojo and the Padres, with a little rest, come out. But we'll find out probably a lot in these first couple of days, and certainly in this first road trip, of what kind of second half of the season we're going to expect. Because if they have a good road trip, they will get through pretty much their toughest part of the schedule right now and be in good shape going forward. If they have a bad road trip, they're probably going to be chasing and having to go on a winning streak at some point, you know, to catch up in the wild card race. So we'll know a lot in the next 9 days, which will culminate with the Padres coming home to face the Dodgers for the trade deadline days at the end of July.
Insane. It's just going to be an insane couple of weeks here.
Game two of the series tomorrow is Dylan Cease against Gavin Williams. And then game three on Sunday is Michael King against Ben Lively to wrap up the series. What are the times of those games? Let me see if I can find the schedule. So today's 4:10. Tomorrow is 4:10, and Sunday is 10:40 San Diego time in the morning. So a little breakfast and baseball with Sam Levitt at 9:40 on Sunday to wrap up the series.
Pancakes and Padres.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so that's...
We ready to play?
Yeah, you got anything else on the Guardians?
No.
It's taken me about... how long have they been the Guardians? Would you say this is like the fourth...
I've called them Indians several times over the years.
I think I've caught myself wanting to say it a couple of times, but I haven't actually let it slip out yet.
I have many times, as you know.
Yeah, but recently, doing better.
Let me see when they switch.
I want to say this is the fourth year they've been the Guardians, but maybe it's only the third.
22.
So this is the third year they've been the
22,
Guardians.
22, 23. This is year number three.
All right. Starting to get used to it.
I would have thought like 2019.
Well, you know, referees in the NFL still call them the San Diego Chargers, and it's been
referees
in on a decade here.
Sportscasters. Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time.
But they call Washington or the Commanders.
I think there's more like stern penalties when you call them what you know their old name like you're a little more like hesitant.
That's fair. They're a more iconic franchise than the Chargers historically.
Yeah,
and it's been 8 years and the Chargers are still getting called
every
maybe
single
it's because the majority of people were kind of happy that Washington changed their name and were unhappy that the Chargers left San Diego.
Makes sense.
They're just kind of fighting against it mentally. All right, let's get to our game. It's time to play a little Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes, and you don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. And let's see, go to line one. Who's this? You calling in for Take on Woods?
If you're on the phone, talk.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Oh, it's Luis.
Luis, are you playing? Want to play Take on Woods?
I do now.
You do now. All right. Well, that's promising. All right, Luis. Congratulations. You're our contestant. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize getaway to the Rio Las Vegas. Two nights, dinner for two, and a day bed at the Rio pool. Check out the Rio with their new ownership, newly remodeled rooms, four sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall. Book now at RioLasVegas.com. All right, we're wrapping up our week of all girls all the time on summer break. And your categories are girl power, songs from the 2000s and 2010s that end in the word girl. Girls Night Out, those are song titles that just include the word girls, plural somewhere. And Three Times a Lady. I ran out of girl songs. So songs and artists that feature the word lady in them. Girl Power, Girls Night Out, or Three Times a Lady, Luis?
Let's try Girls Night Out.
Girls Night Out. Okay, today we're looking for five song titles that all, yes, again, include the word girls, plural. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We can come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the two-second song, Pauly. Going to play a little music. You need to give me the title and the artist. It's a two-parter to score that point. Luis, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The category is Girls Night Out. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Luis. Let's take on Woods.
That's to be lost for girls want to have fun.
Correct. An ode to strippers, which 1987 Motley Crue hit, references gentlemen's clubs in L.A., Vancouver, Fort Lauderdale, Atlanta, and Paris.
Girls, girls, girls.
Correct. Which 1981 Duran Duran hit starts with the sounds of shutters clicking on a camera.
Girls on film.
Correct. The Beach Boys and Katy Perry both have a hit single with what title, although Perry changes the I to a U in hers. Just like in their previous hit, Sherry, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons hit those highs in which other song that went to number one in 1962?
I'm going to have that Geez, pass.
Okay, the Beach Boys and Katy Perry both have a hit single with what title, although Perry changes the I to a U in hers. Come on, you got this one. Beach Boys.
Numbers.
Oh, I thought that was going to be the easiest one. You got three there, Luis. But yeah, California Girls and California Girls are the two songs there. And then Big Girls Don't Cry. I don't know. I think maybe that last one is going to be the difference. See. We'll see. It could be. We'll see. Woods kind of has got a sense for what the theme has been this week. Gives him a little advantage more than usual. All right, Luis's score is locked in. Woods is back, got his new headphones, birthday headphones on.
As discreet as you think you are with the theme.
No.
Ben?
Ben.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music.
I hope you picked up on the theme.
Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Luis.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Correct. An Ode to Strippers, which 1987 Motley Crue
girls,
hit.
Girls, girls, girls.
Correct. Which 1981 Duran Duran hit starts with the sound.
Girls on Film.
Correct. The Beach Boys and Katy Perry both have a hit single with what title?
California Girl.
Correct. Just like in their previous hit, Sherry, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons hit those highs in what other song that went to number one in 1962?
Frankie Valli.
Think of the high falsetto oldie song.
I don't know. The girls take.
No. But did you get your four? And that just sneaks out a 4-3 win over Luis.
Can't lose on your birthday, buddy. Cannot.
Do you want me to sing it for you?
Kind of.
Don't cry, yay. They don't cry. Big girls, they don't cry.
Big girls don't cry. Yeah, that was the one you didn't get.
Don't cry.
The theme, of course,
was all girls.
Girls' night out again.
All the time.
That wraps up our week of girls on Take on Woods for summer break.
Well, shout out to the ladies this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our pedicurist, the ladies
incredible.
In today.
In,
did a very nice job.
Incredible.
Yeah, Don't Do This is coming up next. There's an interesting fight between two famous quarterbacks going on right now. A battle in court.
Oh, in court?
In court battle, yes. Between two famous quarterbacks, one active, one retired. I'll tell you about it in Don't Do This, coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, after traffic here on 97.3 The Fam.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Don't do this. It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos. In fact, they're like ranked top like 30 in Yelp in the entire country tacos, which is really cool. Check out their happy hour specials today at thecrafttaco.com. Again, go to thecrafttaco.com. All right, I'll start us out in Don't Do This with a dispute between two well-known quarterbacks that has reached like the legal channels. Reigning NFL MVP Lamar Jackson is challenging Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman's use of the number 8.
What?
Aikman is trying to trademark, like, 8. He wants to sell shirts that just say
8.
8. And, like, that is associated with me. I'm Troy Aikman. I wore number 8 for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm in the Hall of Fame. But
yeah, you amongst others,
Lamar
Troy.
Jackson is like, oh, no. I'm 8. A big number 8. You can't just, like, I'm not paying Troy Aikman every time I want to sell, like, a purple 8 shirt that, you know, has, you know, Baltimore Ravens stuff on it. So he is challenging Aikman's company that is doing his marketing for rights to the number 8, which I kind of feel like everyone should have free use of the number 8.
As do I. And, doesn't it... Number one, it's going to lead to, you know, because Troy Aikman still calls games, and they have to go down and do the, you know, they sit with the quarterbacks, and, hey, what are you seeing, and how are you guys playing? They do this. That's going to be uncomfortable. But also, is there ever a point, if you're Troy Aikman, where you're good? Like, hey, you've made an ass ton of money. Like, just...
I get the sense.
Just live your... Yeah. You've got how many rings?
Settle down. Three rings.
Just relax.
So I get the sense that, you know, they all have business and marketing people, and they've got to justify their existence by, hey, we're going to market this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to file a trademark. And if you're Aikman, you kind of just go, okay, go for
it.
I mean, you know, because you want to justify, and you're paying these people to do something. So,
but by the way,
they're going after it.
You can go to any of our socials and click on our link tree and go buy a Ben and Woods T-shirt right now.
So,
just so you know,
to be safe, we should probably no longer use the number 8 on the show, just because we don't want to have to pay either of them.
So, I really
coming up in the 7 o'clock plus. Plus 1 hour is Jordan Schusterman from Sessa's Family Barbecue, and then at 35 in that same 35. Hour, we'll have the Rangel Report coming
blank
up.
35.
Blank 35.
And then at 9 o'clock, we have Mike Schilt in the Manager's Report.
But Roger Maris's family is suing us for using 9. So sorry about that, guys. Jake Cronenworth also very upset about us saying 9. It's a stupid, stupid thing. And at some point, man, isn't it enough? Isn't it enough? This is a gnarly... Well, listen, Lawrence Taylor was arrested again. Now, the headline yesterday was Lawrence Taylor arrested again, sexual offenses. Now, it's an old case. Not that that makes it any better. I'm not excusing what he did. But apparently, it was many years ago, Ben. He's declared a sex offender back in 2011. Accusations that he had been intimate with a 16-year-old girl, so he was convicted, and his status requires him to follow conditions, right? As a registered sex offender, he has to let law enforcement know when he moves or if he changes his name. This is the second time this has happened where he moved and did not let them know.
He didn't change his name, though.
He did not change his name, but he moved, and you can't have sex offenders just hopping around from place to place. That's why there's a registry. They need to make sure they know where he is at all times. And so he failed to do it again, and will be heading to court very soon. He will plead not guilty. I don't know how
you... What are your personal feelings
on sex offenders?
LT.
I'm against
not
them.
Not sex offenders, but LT. I mean, because he's a sex offender, can you not... Well, how do you... I mean, are you like... But he's still one of the greatest, if not the greatest, defensive player.
No, I have a hard line stance.
Yeah, football
history.
I think you're
against
done.
Sex offenders.
Because I kind of forgotten about this story until it brought up again.
Like, I mean, the dude...
If someone had said Lawrence Taylor before yesterday, I would have said, Oh, yeah. Meanest, nastiest pass rusher ever. And I wouldn't have really thought about anything
else. You know, it was one of those things. We, of course, grew up watching LT play, and he was just must-see TV. And then, you know, he had a lot of problems with drugs and alcohol. And, of course, I'm going to give you a little leeway there. But then when this happened, I said, oh, boy. And now, if he's trying to circumvent the system by moving around, that creeps me out. So He says
big misunderstanding. Like, he wasn't intending to do anything wrong.
Right. Right. But he also knows the rules because he's also gotten in trouble for this before. So, buddy, if you're going to move around, you got to let him know.
Woods, a little doo-doo this, and I've got some good news for you.
DD mega doo-doo.
If your retirement plan involves Bo Woods becoming a top draft pick in Major League Baseball someday, he should do fairly well with the trend because yesterday the Cincinnati Reds signed their number one draft pick, second overall Chase Burns, to a new all-time draft bonus record, $9.25 million, breaking the record Paul Skeens set last year when he signed for $9.2 million with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that we don't even know what the first and third picks, who are also considered right on the same level, are going to get. Travis Bazana from the Cleveland Guardians, and then Charlie Condon, who was taken by the Colorado Rockies, also in line for giant bonuses that are approaching eight figures
that's
now.
That's crazy, right? I mean, that's
for a baseball
player. For a baseball player with, yeah, you know, again, we say it all the time, basketball, different, starting point guard next year. Football, different, starting cornerback next year. Baseball's different. You may not see this guy for 3 to 4 years.
Now, all those guys at the top were college picks,
yeah,
including Burns, who went to Wake Forest, Bazana, of course, Oregon State.
Yep.
And Condon went to Georgia, so there were a lot of college picks at the top of the draft.
Well, good for him. I mean, he got his bag, and now he's got to deliver.
It's a big bag.
It's a big bag. Dude.
It's a lot of pressure. Like,
it's a tremendous amount of pressure.
I mean, you see those stories, but it can affect you mentally when you know you're getting that much money. But it doesn't make baseball any easier.
Well, and when you walk into the clubhouse in minor leagues and you're now a professional baseball player and every person in there that's been grinding and eating PB&Js and sleeping on floors is like, cool, man, how's that $9 million that you got? I mean, it doesn't breed a lot of good feelings, I would imagine, from some of the other guys in there. And you know, those guys are up against it. But it's a good problem to have. Even if you don't make it, you got $9 million bucks. So.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, stay tuned because we have a couple of birthday surprises.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Headed Woods' way. Nothing like you would have in store for me. I don't think you'll be uncomfortable with either of our birthday surprises.
Oh, I don't mind.
You're going to ask your pants.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know whose surprise you're going to like more.
Now
Paul's
I'm nervous.
Is incredible.
Now I'm really nervous.
But I am pretty proud of mine as well.
Wow. All right. I have no idea what's happening.
And you don't have any idea. Only the shoe.
Yeah, it's on the other foot.
He's on the other foot.
It's a pedicured foot.
It's a pedicured foot.
It is.
Feels nice and
so soft.
You guys are the best. Thank you. I'm excited.
You don't know that yet.
You don't know
what's coming.
That's true.
Save judgment until the end.
All
Tier
right.
ones, you don't know what's coming either. Stay tuned. Listen carefully. Ben and Woods continuing next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
If that's my birthday surprise, then you guys didn't do a very good job.
What is happening? That's a coincidence. Welcome back to Adam Klug.
Welcome back, dude.
After
we missed
his vacation. Picked a great week to be away from Sports Talk Radio. The All-Star break.
Yeah, All-Star break.
Nothing going on.
It was a tough one.
I just came in to give Woods a massage.
Dying for some content. Actually, the timing is pretty good. If you are just joining us, today is Woods' 49th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And Paulie and I have both set up a birthday surprise for Woods, but I will admit that I could not have set mine up without the help of this person.
Yes,
right
this was
here.
He was a collective effort.
So he gets just as much credit for your birthday present as I do.
He knows deep in his heart that I am madly in love with him. Madly.
I know.
He's the best boss I've ever had.
This is only going to make you feel even more warmly toward him. Paulie, if you would, unveil our present to Stephen Woods.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Today's birthday shout-out goes to San Diego radio host Stephen Woods. Woodsy, as he is known to friends, is iconic in America's finest city for his Padres passion and musical knowledge. Along with co-host Ben Higgins and producer Paul Reindel, Woods has helped turn 97.3 The Fan into the number one radio station in town. Keep up the great work, Woodsy, and happy birthday. I'm Boomer Esiason.
You are
welcome.
I am so dead, dude. I cannot believe what just happened right now. You know, it tears my eyes. I'm not kidding.
It gets tough every year. You're like, what do you get the guy that's got everything?
I was like going through like Amazon and going, I have no idea what I'm going to get. And what does he really want? I know what he really wants. He wants Boomer Esiason to shout out his birthday.
I've been planting that seed for three days.
I'm going to talk to Adam. We're going to write some emails. I'm going to write a script. We're going to see if we can get Boomer Esiason to give him a birthday shout out. And there he did it. One more time.
What did he charge you?
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Today's birthday shout-out goes to San Diego radio host Stephen Woods. Woodsy, as he is known to friends, is iconic in America's finest city for his Padres passion and musical knowledge. Along with co-host Ben Higgins and producer Paul Reindel, Woods has helped turn 97.3 The Fan into the number one radio station in town. Keep up the great work, Woodsy, and happy birthday. I'm Boomer Esiason.
It's the greatest gift of all time. Like, it is so... It's so elite.
How good is
dude.
That?
It's so elite. I'm blown away. I truly am blown away. That is spectacular.
All right. We've got, let's see, your dad's on the line. Do you want to talk to him
absolutely.
Now? Or do you want to get Polly's present?
That's tradition.
Let's bring in Gary Woods.
He's kind of late this morning.
Yeah, he is.
That's okay. It's a good time for it. This is a perfect segment. Gary, good morning. Can you believe that you have a 49-year-old son now?
Well, first, I can't believe that, but following Boomer aside, it's pretty tough.
Are you on your potato phone? You sound like Sammy Levitt over there. Hi, Pop.
No, I'm headed to the doctor.
Okay.
Better
but I just,
talk.
I could not stop and give you a happy birthday shout-out, Stephen.
I love you. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Dr. Gary.
I love going to Irish games. I've been to a lot of sporting events. I don't know if I love anything more than you three on the radio every morning.
Appreciate That's it, Pops. I
Thanks, Dad.
I love you, and what was I going to tell you? Couldn't be here, wouldn't be here without you.
Well, that's not true, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know. From what I've heard, I think it's kind of true, Gary.
Absolutely.
You know, we all thank you for getting him to this point
now,
and
Dad,
to the man he is now. Pretty incredible.
We're talking to Mike Schilt later. Any questions that you might have for him? You can,
that didn't get asked by A.J.
Yeah,
Preller when you were conversing with him.
Yeah, I'd do better with A.J., I think.
That's true.
I haven't had a chance to talk with Mike yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, next year, spring training, I do think a great bit would be to turn my dad loose on these guys. Just give him a mic and let him go. I love you very much, Dad.
Mizuno cleats?
Thank you for your support of not only me, but, of course, my family and then my work family here. Our number one fan, certainly. So I love you very much.
Love you guys, too. Have a great day, Stephen.
All right, we will. I love you.
All right.
Oh, man.
So, Paulie also got you something.
Yeah,
I have my top mine, honestly. However,
we have a big dilemma here.
Yeah.
So what I need you to do is, because I need your natural reaction, we're going to play traffic.
Okay.
I need you to check your phone.
Okay.
I just sent you something.
Right now?
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want you to listen to it during traffic.
Because we can't have the microphones on while you listen to your version, we will play an edited version. And then we'll play an edited version when we come back. So Woodsy's going to play.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to check traffic. All right.
Oh, my God.
We're going to check traffic, and we'll explain right after this on 97.3 The Fan. Okay, I know you're out there dying.
God.
The YouTube chat who just saw Woodsy's reaction, they're dying to know what he just watched on his phone from Paul Reindel for Woods' birthday. Dying to know what it is. So, Paulie, if you kind of explain What just happened?
Went on the old Cameo. Just always a great, great gift idea if you can find a good Cameo. And I'm searching around, and I searched the name M.R.
Oh, my God.
Now, who is M.R., if you aren't familiar?
Big Bomba Class before bossing on it.
This is the greatest.
Woods has an unusual obsession with
him. Woodsy's favorite human.
My favorite human
for the last 6 months,
months. Other than, like, you guys and my family.
Even that, I'm not sure.
It's him.
I can't wait to hear how you edit this.
It's impossible. It's like, Paulie said, check your phone. As soon as I opened, I saw his beautiful, beautiful face. Now, he is an English rapper, but he raps in Jamaican. And he's like my favorite. He's all over Twitter. And I tweet him all the time. I scream at my house. My three-year-old said it on the live stream last night. Last night. Yeah. I mean, he's an icon in my mind and in my home.
Well, here's the when I edited opened version. That,
this is unreal.
You can use your imagination, I guess.
Big bumba class, big bumba boss, and I'm yet. At 60, gotta say she wants the when Woodsy. When Woodsy. That sounds good.
Trying to crack himself up.
He's high as a cat.
Woodsy, big up myself, my G, man. Fully active, my bro. Happy birthday, family. When Woodsy. Was red. You know what I'm saying?
He can't stop that.
Have a good one, my bro. That's for myself, M.R., Ben, and Woods. When Woods...
It's so good, dude.
Big Bomba Club, Big Bomba Club, and
I just don't even know what to say. I mean, you just couldn't... You couldn't have gotten me anything better.
Day of my life.
Boomer, M.R. Like, what's next? Paige Spiranax here? Like, what's happening? What's going on?
Just looking behind him, just in case.
The big boxer.
My God, dude.
We got to start thinking about how we up that for year 50 next year.
Oh, 50. Yeah. The big 5-0.
He'll be here. Yeah. We have to have him.
We'll fly him out.
He has to be here to play
Woods Fest.
Woods Fest. And Ben and Woods Fest, because we're both turning 50.
Woods, that's true. Stock.
Ben and Woodstock. Paulie, Ben and Woodstock. Done. Adam.
Love that idea.
We can expense
hey,
that.
Hey, is a year enough lag time for us to get, you know?
I think you just take a whole week off work, something like
some
that.
Involvement. Rady
Shell. I mean, what venue are we thinking? Yeah,
anywhere,
Ben and Woodstock at the Rady Shell.
You got a year to get some sponsorship money, whatever it takes.
Ben and Woodstock, our 50th birthdays. It's got to be big. M.R., headliner. 100%. Dan and Shay, openers. Dan and Shay into M.R. That was
still running with that bit, huh?
That was it's a great
bit. Class before bossing on head.
This made my day. I mean, that is just an elite couple of gifts there.
You're welcome. And Adam, thank you for that. Was when you asked me, remember?
While I was on vacation, no less.
Yes, that remember when I said I had to send Adam
that's
an email
what it was.
On
that was
vacation
email. Yep.
Because there was no one else who could help me pull that off other than Adam. That's why I needed to bother him because I knew you'd like it.
I think it was like Tuesday or whatever, and I said, it's weird because I know Adam's on vacation, but it's just weird not hearing from him or talking to him. And Ben, and I said, has anybody heard from him? Paul said, I got one text to the email, Ben said, I sent him an email. And I go, well, what did you send him an email for?
Why?
And
he would not say that.
He wouldn't tell me. And then he spun me out, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you asking for? Are you asking for something?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? And turns out that was, I don't even have words. I don't know that I've ever felt this loved in my whole life. I really
didn't. You didn't even have to send a script. Boomer just knows all that about
me. He knows that about me. Right.
Pretty
exactly.
Obvious.
Very, very obvious. God, that was good. Holy cow. I'm blown away. What's
keep
in the
up
bag?
The great work, Woodsy, and a happy birthday. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Oh, my Lord.
And they produced it all perfectly, too.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's just perfect. It's just perfect.
Oh, that's just a little extra love from me and the missus.
Oh, you guys are bad.
Oh, is the adult coloring book?
Yeah, but it says live, laugh, have fun.
Read some of them. I mean, don't read them, but flip through.
Not on air. Flip through, yeah.
You actually mentioned the other day that you were like, maybe I should just start coloring. That'll help.
Oh, my God.
Perfect for Bo and Tim.
Was it the golfer? Who was the...
It was Jaron Duran.
Oh, Jaron Duran, the Boston Red Sox center fielder who uses the adult coloring book to kind of de-stress and take his mind off some of the anxiety that comes with, you know, certain professional athletes have to deal with that.
That is, I'm blown away. You guys are incredible. I love you very much. I can't even tell you how I'm feeling right now. I'm like on cloud nine. Whew. So, how was your trip?
Stressful. Going with three kids.
To Vegas.
We went for 4 days, which is longer than we're normally away, and it was a lot.
All right,
it was a lot.
We got a lot of questions.
Vegas with the kids.
All right, that's a choice.
It is.
What's the itinerary then? Because it can't be the normal, you know, adult trip to Vegas. You can't spend all the time at the blackjack table.
Prostitutes.
You've got certain things available to you. Certain
Spearmint Rhino. Did you take Ethan to Spearmint Rhino?
No, it's time at the pool. It's going to see the Bellagio fountain show. The Mirage closed down for good. The last volcano show we saw out there. We took him out to dinner.
Oh, that's cool. They're tearing
him
down.
To a magic show. Piff the Magic Dragon.
Piff.
He used to be a contestant on America's Got Talent. And
so wait, he said, I know that there's Puff the Magic Dragon. I'll be Piff?
Yeah. And he comes out in a dragon suit.
Wow. I feel like that's copyright infringement.
I went and played poker at night once the kids were asleep.
How'd you do?
I lost some money.
Your wife stayed in the room,
right,
and like would fall asleep, and then you'd slither down and play poker
left before they went to sleep.
Oh yeah.
Oh, thanks for.
What did she get to do without you?
Yeah. What did she do?
She doesn't. You guys think I'm bored? My wife is even more.
I'm sure she loves to hear that this morning live on the radio. I said, you don't look very tan for being in Las Vegas for 4 days.
I mean, my family, excluding me, is not very punctual. Takes a long time to get out of the house, a long time to get out of the hotel room, to gather everything. So by the time we got out to the pool, we were out of the pool for hours.
It's so hot. You can't spend much more time than that.
It was 110 degrees. Yeah. It was unbearable.
Staggering.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of maybe.
They now have Misters. It's been a while since I've been to Vegas. They have those Mr. Miss machines everywhere now.
Did you bring Ben any of his prostitution cards?
I did not want to grab
best
those.
Meal you Eat, had in Vegas.
Last thing I need is Ethan asking. Remember those, Dad?
Baseball cards.
Or did you just eat, you know, prepare stuff in the room for the family? Or did you actually
prepare
go out?
Prepare stuff in the room? Like Dinty Moore or something?
We brought plenty of food.
See, they
did
brought
you?
Their own food.
Of course we did.
Oh, for the kids. But
you must have gone out a
yeah,
couple
we went
of times.
Out. We went to Carmine's and had Italian wine.
Oh, nice. Delicious.
Family dinner. We went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Of course you did. Bubba Gump's. Delicious. Down there. Sbarro.
We went to In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. Okay.
In-N-Out is a... I mean, those guys
we have those here, too.
I don't do that here.
I know.
That In-N-Out, though, right on the 15 with the giant Las Vegas-style sign is pretty cool.
No, that's pretty cool.
They had one attached to the hotel.
I didn't know that.
The kids had fun?
Kids had fun. I mean, they were hellions, and so all I could think about was you. Because, I mean, I never say it about my kids, but I know you say it about yours all the time.
Yeah, mine are.
They were not in the mood to be listening, so.
Kids running wild in Vegas is certainly a scene. It's certainly a scene. And it's a choice.
I couldn't peel Ethan away from the blackjack table.
So as we wrap up summer break here in the next 4 minutes, did you catch any of our shenanigans this week? Because it got a little weird.
No, I didn't. I saw the graphics you were putting out, but that's it. I had no time to do
you didn't know about who we had in studio yesterday, for instance.
No, I don't.
We had a hypnotist for an hour.
I heard you guys talking about it this morning.
Yep. What else did we do?
He got hypnotized. How'd it go?
It was amazing.
Yeah, he had a lime on the air thinking it was an apricot.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I completely missed the bit. I feel like Ben probably doesn't believe in it.
He actually bought in a little bit.
He said he could help me with my golf game, so that got me kind of to try at least.
He helps with golf.
I was out of sleep right here.
But isn't there a common misconception about hypnotizing? Like, it's not like you see on TV and movies.
If that's my birthday surprise, then you guys didn't do a very good job.
What is happening? That's a coincidence. Welcome back to Adam Klug.
Welcome back, dude.
After
we missed
his
you.
Vacation. Missed a picked a great week to be away from Sports Talk Radio. The All-Star break.
Yeah, All-Star break.
Nothing
was
going on.
Was a tough one.
I just came in to give away the massage.
Dying
oh, good.
For some
yes.
content. Actually, the timing is pretty good. If you are just joining us, today is Woods' 49th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And Paulie and I have both set up a birthday surprise for Woods. But I will admit that I could not have set mine up without the help of this person.
Yes.
Right
here.
He
was a collective effort.
So he gets just as much credit for your birthday present as I do.
He knows deep in his heart that I am madly in love with him. Madly.
I know.
He's the best boss I've ever had.
This is only going to make you feel even more warmly toward him. Paulie, if you would, unveil our present to Stephen Woods.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Today's birthday shout-out goes to San Diego radio host Stephen Woods. Woodsy, as he is known to friends, is iconic in America's finest city for his Padres passion and musical knowledge. Along with co-host Ben Higgins and producer Paul Reindel, Woods has helped turn 97.3 The Fan into the number one radio station in town. Keep up the great work, Woodsy, and a happy birthday. I'm Boomer Esiason.
You are
welcome.
I am so dead, dude. I cannot believe what just happened right now.
You know,
tears in my eyes. I'm not kidding.
It gets tough every year. You're like, what do you get the guy that's got everything?
I was like going through like Amazon and going, I have no idea what I'm going to get him. What does he really want? I know what he really wants. He wants Boomer Esiason to shout out his birthday show. You know
I've
what?
Been planting that seed for
like
3 days.
I'm going to talk to Adam. We're going to write some emails. I'm going to write a script. We're going to see if we can get Boomer Esiason to give him a birthday shout out. And there he did it. One more time.
What did he charge you?
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Today's birthday shout-out goes to San Diego radio host Stephen Woods. Woodsy, as he is known to friends, is iconic in America's finest city for his Padres passion and musical knowledge. Along with co-host Ben Higgins and producer Paul Reindel, Woods has helped turn 97.3 The Fan into the number one radio station in town. Keep up the great work, Woodsy, and a happy birthday. I'm Boomer Esiason.
It's the greatest gift of all time. Like, it is so... It's so elite,
how good
dude.
Is that?
It's so elite. I'm blown away. I truly am blown away. That is spectacular.
All right. We've got, let's see, your dad's on the line. Do you want to talk to him
absolutely.
Now? Or do you want to get Paulie's present?
That's tradition.
Let's bring in Gary Woods.
He's kind of late this morning.
Yeah, he is.
That's okay. It's a good time for it. This is a perfect segment. Gary, good morning. Can you believe that you have a 49-year-old son now?
Well, first, I can't believe that, but following Boomer aside, it's pretty tough.
Are you on your potato phone? You sound like Sammy Levitt over there. Hi, Pop.
No, I'm headed to the doctor.
Okay. Better
but I just,
talk.
I could not stop and give you a happy birthday shout-out, Stephen.
I love you. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Doctor Gary.
I love going to Irish games. I've been to a lot of sporting events. I don't know if I love anything more than you three on the radio every morning.
Appreciate
That's
it, Pops.
Thanks, Dad.
I love you, and what was I going to tell you? Couldn't be here, wouldn't be here without you.
Well, that's not true, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know. From what I've heard, I think it's kind of true, Gary.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all thank you for getting him to this point
now,
and
Dad,
to the man he is now. Pretty incredible.
We're talking to Mike Schilt later. Any questions that you might have for him? You could,
that didn't get asked by A.J.
Yeah,
Preller when you were conversing with him.
Yeah, I'd be better with A.J., I think.
That's true.
I haven't had a chance to talk with Mike yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, next year, spring training, I do think a great bit would be to turn my dad loose on these guys. Just give him a mic and let him go. I love you very much, Dad.
Mizuno cleats?
Thank you for your support of not only me, but, of course, my family and then my work family here. Our number one fan, certainly. So I love you very much.
Love you guys too. Have a great day, Stephen.
All right, we will. I love you.
See you, Gary.
Oh man.
So, Paulie also got you something.
Yeah,
I
have a
my
dilemma.
My top mine, honestly. However,
we have a big dilemma here.
Yeah.
So, what I need you to do is because I need your natural reaction. We're going to play traffic.
Okay.
I need you to check your phone.
Okay.
I just sent you something
right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want you to listen to it during traffic
because we can't have the microphones on while for while you listen
and
to your version.
We will play an edited version.
And then we'll play an edited version when we come back. So Woodsy's going to play.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to check traffic. All right.
Oh, my God.
We're going to check traffic, and we'll explain right after this on 97.3 The Fan. Okay, I know you're out there dying. God. The YouTube chat who just saw Woodsy's reaction, they're dying to know what he just watched on his phone from Paul Reindl for Woods' birthday. Dying to know what it is. So, Paulie, if you kind of explain what just happened.
Went on the old Cameo. Just always a great, great gift idea if you can find a good Cameo. And I'm searching around, and I searched the name M.R.
Oh, my God.
Now, who is M.R., if you aren't familiar?
Big Bomba Class before Bossy Nami.
This is the greatest.
Woods has an unusual obsession with
him. Woodsy's favorite human.
My favorite human
for the last 6 months, 12 months.
Other than, like, you guys and my family.
Even that, I'm not sure.
It's him.
I can't wait to hear how you edit this.
It's impossible. It's like, Paulie said, check your phone. As soon as I opened, I saw his beautiful, beautiful face. Now, he is an English rapper, but he raps in Jamaican, and he's like my favorite. He's all over Twitter, and I tweet him all the time. I scream at my house. My 3-year-old said it on the live stream last night. I mean, he's an icon in my mind and in my home.
Well, and here's the when I opened version, that,
this is unreal.
You can use your imagination, I guess.
Big bumbo class play for Boston. I'm yet at 6 together, so she won't be when Woodsy. When Woodsy that sounds good.
Kind of crap,
he's cracked
himself up.
He's high as a cat.
Woodsy, big up myself, my G man, fully active, my bro. Happy birthday, family. When Woodsy was red. You know what I'm saying?
He can't stop that.
Have a good one, my bro. That's for myself, M.R., Ben, and Woods. When Woods does red.
Big bomb across the
I just don't even know what to say. I mean, you just couldn't have gotten me anything better.
Day of my life.
Boomer M.R. Like, what's next? Paige Spiranax here? Like, what's happening? What's going on?
Just looking behind him, just in case.
The big boxer.
My God, dude.
We got to start thinking about how we up that for year 50 next year.
Oh, yeah. 50. The big 5-0.
He'll be here. Yeah. We have to have him.
We'll fly him out.
He has to be here to play
Woods Fest.
Woods Fest. And Ben and Woods Fest, because we're both turning 50.
Woods, that's true. Stock.
Ben and Woodstock. Paulie, Ben and Woodstock. Done. Adam.
Love that idea.
We can expense
that. Hey, is a year enough lag time for us to get, you know?
I think you just take a whole week off work, something like
some
that.
Some involvement. Rady
Shell. I mean, what venue are we thinking? Yeah,
anywhere,
Ben and Woodstock at the Rady Shell.
You got a year to get some sponsorship money, whatever it takes.
Ben and Woodstock, our 50th birthdays. It's got to be big. M.R., headliner. 100%. Dan and Shay, openers. Dan and Shay into M.R. That was
still running with that bit, huh?
That was it's a great
big
bit.
Class before Boston, I'm head.
This made my day. I mean, that is just an elite couple of gifts there.
You're welcome. And Adam, thank you for that. Was when you asked me, remember?
While I was on vacation, no less.
Yes, that remember when I said I had to send Adam
that's
an email
what it was
on
about.
Vacation
yep.
because there was no one else who could help me pull that off. Other than Adam, that's why I needed to bother him, because I knew you'd like it.
I think it was like Tuesday or whatever, and I said, I go, it's weird, because I know Adam's on vacation, but it's just weird not hearing from him or talking to him. And Ben, and I said, has anybody heard from him? Paul said, I got one text to the email, and Ben said, I sent him an email. And I go, well, what did you send him an email for?
Why?
And
he would not say that.
He wouldn't tell me. And then he spun me out, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you asking for? Are you asking for something?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? And turns out that was, I don't even have words. I don't know that I've ever felt this loved in my whole life. I really
didn't. You didn't even have to send a script. Boomer just knows all that about
me. He knows about me. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Obvious.
Very, very obvious. God, that was good. Holy cow. I'm blown away. What's
keep
in the
up
bag?
The great work, Woodsy. And a happy birthday. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Oh, my Lord.
And they produced it all perfectly, too.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's just perfect. It's just perfect.
Oh, that's just a little extra love from me and the missus.
Oh, you guys are bad.
Oh, is it adult coloring book?
Yeah, but it says live, laugh,
half full.
Read some of them. I mean, don't read them, but flip that on air.
Flip through, yeah.
You actually mentioned the other day that you were like, yeah, maybe I should just start coloring. That'll help me down.
Oh, my God.
Perfect for Bo and Tim.
Who was
perfect
it? Was it the golfer? Who was the...
It was Jaron Duran.
Oh, Jaron Duran, yep. The Boston Red Sox center amazing. Fielder who uses the adult coloring book to kind of de-stress and take his mind off some of the anxiety that comes with, you know, certain professional athletes have to deal with that.
That is, I'm blown away. You guys are incredible. I love you very much. I can't even tell you how I'm feeling right now. I'm like on cloud nine. Whew. So, how's your trip?
Stressful. Going with three kids.
To Vegas.
We went for 4 days, which is longer than we're normally away, and it was a lot.
All right,
it was a lot.
We got a lot of questions.
Vegas
with the kids.
All right, that's a choice.
It is.
What's the itinerary then? Because it can't be the normal, you know, adult trip to Vegas. You can't spend all the time at the blackjack table.
Prostitutes.
You've got drugs. You've got certain things available to you. Certain things.
Spearmint Rhino. Did you take Ethan to Spearmint Rhino?
No, it's time at the pool. It's going to see the Bellagio fountain show. The Mirage closed down for good. The last volcano show we saw out there. We took him out to dinner.
Oh, that's cool. They're tearing
him
down.
To a magic show. Piff the Magic Dragon.
Piff.
He used to be a contestant on America's Got Talent. And
so wait, he said, oh, I know that there's Puff the Magic Dragon. I'll be Piff?
Yeah. And he comes out in a dragon suit.
Wow. I feel like that's copyright infringement.
I went and played poker. I went and played poker at night once the kids were asleep.
How'd you do?
I lost some money.
Your wife stayed in the room,
right.
And like would fall asleep, and then you'd slither down and play poker
before they went to sleep.
Oh yeah.
Oh, thanks for.
What did she get to do without you?
Yeah. What did she do?
She doesn't. You guys think I'm bored? My wife is even more.
I'm sure she loves to hear that this morning live on the radio. I said when you walked in, you don't look very tan for being in Las Vegas for 4 days.
I mean, my family, excluding me, is not very punctual. Takes a long time to get out of the house, a long time to get out of the hotel room, to gather everything. So by the time we got out to the pool, we were out of the pool for hour.
It's so hot. You can't spend much more time than that.
It was 110 degrees. Yeah. It was unbearable.
Staggering.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of maybe.
They now have misters. It's been a while since I've been to Vegas. They have those Mr. Miss machines everywhere now.
Did you bring Ben any of his prostitution cards?
I did not want to grab
best
those.
Meal you had in Vegas.
Last thing I need is Ethan asking. Remember those, Dad?
Baseball cards.
Or did you just eat, prepare stuff in the room for the family? Or did you actually go
prepare
out?
Prepare stuff in the room? Like Dinty Moore or something?
We brought plenty of food.
See, they
did
brought
you?
Their own food.
Of course we did.
Oh, for the kids. But
you must have gone out a couple of times.
Yeah, we went out. We went to Carmine's and had Italian wine.
Oh, nice. Delicious.
Family dinner. We went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Of course you did. Bubba Gump's. Delicious. Down there. Sbarro.
We went to In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. Okay.
In-N-Out is those guys.
We have those here, too.
I don't do that here.
I know.
That In-N-Out, though, right on the 15 with the giant Las Vegas-style sign is pretty cool.
They had one attached to the hotel.
I didn't know that.
The kids had fun?
Kids had fun. I mean, they were hellions, and so all I could think about was you. Because, I mean, I never said about my kids, but I know you say about yours all the time.
Yeah, mine are.
They were not in the mood to be listening, so.
Kids running wild in Vegas is certainly a scene. It's certainly a scene. And it's a choice.
I couldn't peel Ethan away from the blackjack table.
So as we wrap up summer break here in the next 4 minutes, did you catch any of our shenanigans this week? Because it got a little weird.
No, I didn't. I saw the graphics you were putting out, but that's it. I had no time to do.
You didn't know about who we had in studio yesterday, for instance.
No, I don't.
We had a hypnotist for an hour.
I heard you guys talking about it this morning.
Yep. What else did we do?
He got hypnotized. How'd it go?
It was amazing.
Yeah, he had a lime on the air thinking it was an apricot.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I completely missed the bit. I feel like Ben probably doesn't believe in it.
He actually bought in a little bit.
He said he could help me with my golf game, so that got me kind of to try at least.
He helps with, golf.
I was like,
he was like
out asleep right here.
But isn't there a common misconception about hypnotizing? Like, it's not like you see on TV and movies where you're like, oh, and now you'll do anything that the
hypnotist
says.
Right, yeah, no, it's not like that.
That's exactly right.
It's not like that.
It's not like that at all.
You're completely, and he tells you're not really asleep, and you're not...
You're not out of your mind.
You're not out of your mind. You're still you. Everything's there. You're just relaxed and open to the possibilities of, you know, what I'm talking about. And you feel very safe and comfortable
so
and relaxed.
So did he talk you into the possibility that aliens exist?
He did. I don't think so.
No, he only had like 3 minutes with Ben.
Yeah, we're kind of at the end.
What
He's
else
trying
to
fix my golf game is what he was trying to do.
It all runs together now, but what else did we do?
The first couple of days of summer
break.
We got pedicures this morning. Yeah. What did we do the day before?
See all the skin
Something
shavings
big.
On the floor
oh.
here? I'm sure JR will love
it. No, we got it. We cleaned it up. Did you see our FaceTime roulette that we did?
Oh, that was tense.
All right. Well, listen, we decided.
I was shaking the kids around Vegas.
So yeah, it was Lenny Kravitz was on stage, and Denzel called him, and he took the call and
live in concert.
Live in
Hang
concert.
On, everybody. Hey, it's my brother Denzel.
Yeah.
So I said, well, we all have people in our phones. Let's try to FaceTime to see if they pick up. It was 7:30 in the morning, and so I went first. Did Skip Schumacher? He answered.
Picked up right
away. Awesome. Picked up. Was great. He tried Kevin O'Connell.
I tried Kevin O'Connell. He did not answer.
Like
he later
pure
got
roulette. Like literally, he
literally
just
find someone famous.
Not pure roulette. We went.
You had
we
to find someone famous to answer, and then he texted back later and said, "Oh, I thought it was a butt dial. I would have answered if you had just given me some warning."
Right.
That wasn't the game, though. It was completely random.
Completely
so
random.
Unannounced.
He didn't think you were calling. Excuse me, the starting quarterback.
No.
Right, sort of like,
no.
Who did you do first?
I tried Mudd.
Mudd did not answer.
Did not answer. And then I tried Matt Strom, thinking he was probably on a plane. It was the day after the All-Star game.
Day after the All-Star game.
Thought that would have been a good
game. But he got back to you later, too, right?
He did. Yep. He said, "Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. I was traveling." Like, yeah,
so then I went to my phone and I pulled up Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace on The Office, and I hit it, and he answered.
Wow.
It said connecting, and he's like, "What's up, guy?" It was incredible. We had an incredible week.
Idea.
Incredible week. And
it was a horribly stressful idea, Adam.
It was so stressful. His dad,
even Woods was stressed.
His dad had to turn the show off.
They could not even listen to my parents. Like, this was so nerve-wracking.
We had such a good, fun week, and now it's going to be 8 o'clock, and it's time to get back into business.
Baseball is now officially back.
Summer break. Comes to an end, and we will start things off as we do every Friday at 8 a.m. A Grand Old Barbecue Friday. Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue will be with us to talk some baseball as we get back into the swing of things with Ben and Woods and Paul on 97.3 The Fan. Happy birthday, buddy. Glad you enjoyed
Thank you, guys.
Your,
I love you, man. That's
glad
incredible.
You enjoyed your presence.
Incredible, dude.
Be right back with Jordan Schusterman next on San Diego's.
He doesn't have one of these.
Number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.